Hello, and welcome to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Today we continue in our series called The Life You Were Meant to Live. In this series, Pastor Rick looks into the Bible to help you discover the life God planned for you, the life you were meant to live. In just a few moments, we're going to tell you about a life-changing tool that will show you how to re-energize your spiritual life in ways you may have never dreamed possible. To find out more, go to PastorRick.com right now while you listen to today's broadcast. Or just text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with part one of a message called Building Margin into Your Life.
Job chapter 3, verse 26, he says, I have no peace, I have no quiet, I have no rest, and trouble keeps coming. Anybody want to identify with that verse? No peace, no quiet, no rest, and trouble keeps coming. Now, I've listed there in your outline some of the common areas that we experience overload in life. We're going to be looking at these in this series in the weeks ahead. We have too much activity in our lives, too much change, too many choices, too much work, too much debt, too much media exposure. We're stressed by information overload. We're stressed by accessibility overload. We're connected all the time. We're stressed by the pace of life, which we talked about last week. Now, what is the solution? Well, the solution is to put some margin into your life. Margin is breathing room. Margin is a little reserve that you're not using up, that you're not always stretched limit. You're not always going from one meeting to the next, to the next, to the next, with no space in between. Let me give you a definition. Margin is the space between my load and my limits. Between my load and my limits. Hopefully, your load is not heavier than your limits, but the truth is, most of us are far more overloaded than we can handle, and there is no margin. No margin for error in our lives. Dr. Richard Swenson, an MD, says this: the conditions of modern-day living devour margin. Marginless is being 30 minutes late to the doctor's office because you were 20 minutes late getting out of the hairdresser's, because you were 10 minutes late dropping the children off at school because the car ran out of gas two blocks from the gas station and you forgot your purse. That's marginless. Margin, on the other hand, is having breath at the top of the staircase, money at the end of the month, and sanity left over at the end of adolescence. Marginless is the baby crying and the phone ringing at the same time. Margin is grandma taking the baby for the afternoon. Marginless is being asked to carry a load five pounds heavier than you can lift. Margin is having a friend carry half the burden. Marginless is not having time to finish the book you're reading on stress. Margin is having the time to read it twice. Marginless is fatigue, margin is energy, marginless is red ink, margin is black ink, marginless is hurry, margin is calm. Marginless is our culture. We live in a marginless culture. Margin is counterculture, having some space in your life and schedule. Marginless is reality, margin is remedy. Marginless is the disease of our decade, and margin is the cure. This morning, Tom and I are going to help you see the benefits of living a life of margin, and then we're going to look at some practical steps on how to build margin into your life.
There are dozens of benefits that we could talk about that come into our lives when we begin to build some space between my load and my limits, but let's take a quick look at least four of them that immediately begin to happen in our lives. What happens when I build in a little margin? Well, number one, I've got more peace of mind in my life. I'm not hurried and worried all of the time. I have time to stop, to think, to relax, to enjoy, to smell the roses. Last night in the first service, there was a bird that came in up in the rafters singing. It was like an invitation to say, just relax. Everybody except those sitting directly under the bird relaxed a lot more during that service. Another benefit to margin is better health. We all know that unrelenting stress harms our bodies. We all know that, and yet we let it continue day after day after day. Many times, the only time we get margin in our lives is when the heart attack almost happens or does happen, or the blood pressure skyrockets. Why do we wait until our health plummets until we make this decision? Why not realize now I need to build some margin in? The truth is, your body needs downtime. My body needs downtime in order to heal. You take a look at a race car going around a racetrack. It goes in, makes a pit stop in order to get repairs. You can't fix anything going 200 miles an hour. And yet we try to be repaired while we're still racing through life. Margin builds in the time for better health. Another benefit to margin is stronger relationships. There's a lot of reasons for the collapse of the family in America today. But I'd say to you that one of the number one reasons is that we don't have any margin in our lives. Amidst all of the other things, even if you value family, we don't have time to make it work. And because we don't have time for one another, we can't build the relationships that we'd like to have. The truth is, relationships take time. And margin provides you the time to sit and talk. It provides you the time to listen. I find myself finishing other people's sentences. You ever do that? It provides you the time to listen. It provides you the time to comfort someone who needs to be comforted, just to enjoy people, to play with your kids. You know what else margin provides? Another benefit? A fourth benefit is it makes you available for God to use. Available for God to use in a way that makes a difference in this world. When you're overloaded, when you've got too much to do, let's just be honest, you can only think of yourself. When you get overloaded, you go into survival mode. Maybe I can make it through, but I'm not sure. And if God does come and tap you on the shoulder and say, I'd like you to do this, I can make a difference in your life through this, your first response isn't joy. Your first response is, oh no, another thing to do. God, I'd like to do that. I'm sorry, I'm just too busy. And so we end up resenting that great opportunity that it brings into our lives. But when you have margin, then you're available and ready for God to use. So we're going to talk today, for these benefits and many others, about some steps for beginning to build this margin into our lives.
Now, the first step is to accept my human limitations. Accept my human limitations. Now, first you've got to recognize that humans have limits, then you've got to admit that humans have limits, and then you have to accept your own personal limitations. Look at Psalm 119:96. It says there, I have learned that everything but me has limits. Oh, it doesn't say that. Let's read it again together. I have learned that everything has limits. We have to remember, number one, that we are only human. We are not gods. We are not omniscient, omnipotent. We are not invincible. We're just human beings. But more than that, we have to remember that the limitations in our lives, God intentionally put there. God is the author of your limitations, and he put them there for your good. He did it because he loves you. And so rather than fighting our limits, we need to accept our limits. Now, unfortunately, as human beings, we're not very adept at recognizing our limits. In fact, we constantly overestimate our abilities and underestimate the problems and how much it'll take. I do this all the time. People say, hey, Rick, can you do this today? Oh, sure, yeah, let's add that in. Can you do this? Oh, let's add that. And I'll add in 8 or 9 things. And I always overestimate my ability to get it done, and I always underestimate how much time it's going to take. I think I can get this done in 5 minutes. It takes 35 minutes. I said, this meeting only take a half an hour. It takes an hour. We're not very good at recognizing our own human limitations. On top of that, we live in a culture that constantly tells us, you can do it all. You can have it all. You can be it all. You can have everything. You can be whatever you want. And the truth is, folks, that's a lie. It is not true. Now, you can go all the self-help seminars you want, but you cannot be whatever you want to be. You can be all that God wants you to be, but you cannot be whatever you want to be. No matter how much you want, you're never going to be able to sing like Pavarotti or dance like Ricky Martin. I mean, you can take all the dance classes in the world, and you're just not going to be that good. You don't have that natural ability. And so there are limits in your life. You can only be what God made you to be.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment with the rest of today's lesson. You can sign up for Pastor Rick's free email devotional at PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com.
It doesn't matter how much you work out or how healthy you eat. If you're not feeding and exercising your spirit, you're going to feel run down and tired. You'll run out of gas. You've got to do more than just take care of your body. You've got to energize your spirit. And the best way to do this is with God's Word. That's why Pastor Rick created a Bible study called Re-Energize Your Life. In it, you'll discover how to re-energize your life the way God intended. Step by step, you'll begin a journey of restoration and renewal. You'll benefit from biblical wisdom and learn how to apply it to your life in practical ways. You'll learn how to let Jesus lighten your load and discover the key to a balanced life. Not only will you learn how to relieve stress, Pastor Rick will show you how to discover your purpose and build margin into your schedule. This high-quality, soft-touch vegan leather book is a user-friendly, interactive powerhouse. Its eye-pleasing, colorful pages are packed full of key scriptures and Bible teachings that will dramatically impact your spiritual life forever. Don't settle for a bland existence. Re-energize your life now with this guided experience Bible study from Pastor Rick Warren. Today, when you give a gift to Daily Hope to help take the hope of Jesus to a lost world, we'll send you Re-Energize Your Life to say thanks. Go to PastorRick.com right now to get this great resource. That's PastorRick.com, or you can call 800-600-5004. That's 800-600-5004. Thanks so much for your support.
Once again, here's Pastor Rick.
You couldn't swim to Hawaii no matter how much positive thinking you did. I think I can. You can't go 6 months without food no matter how much you talk yourself into it. Well, I don't need food. There are limits to positive thinking. Now, there are people who say, well, what about that verse, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me? Don't take that verse out of context. You say, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Can you fly? Of course you cannot fly. That verse is not saying that you can go beyond your human limits. It is not saying that. And so don't use that verse saying, well, I can just keep on taking more and more stress, more and more problems, more and more debt, more and more difficulties in my life, and I can handle it all because I will never collapse because I can handle all through Christ strengthening me. That is a misuse of that verse. You have physical limitations. Now, you also have emotional limitations, and these are much harder for us to judge in our own lives. We know our physical limits often. I mean, you know how far you can run before you collapse. You know how fast you could do a mile in. But you don't know your own emotional limits. For instance, if I were to say to you, will you carry this person out? Many of you could probably carry a person out on your back outside. But if I were to ask you to carry 10 people out on your back, you wouldn't even try. Why? You know you can't do it. You know it is physically impossible for you to carry 10 people on your back and carry them out. But what about emotionally? How many people can you carry emotionally? You've never even thought about that. How many problems of other people can you handle? One? Five? 15? 50? 200? At what point do you have boundaries? What is your limit? At what point do you say, hey, wait just a minute. Can I handle this? And you look at your emotional load and you say, where do you draw the line? Many of you have never drawn the line emotionally. And you just think, well, I can just keep on handling more and more and more stress, more and more problems, and I don't need any downtime, I don't need any margin. You're wrong. You have mental limits. Scientists are now discovering that the human mind can only handle so much new information at one time before it goes on tilt. Now, the problem is we live in a culture where the media is constantly pumping new information into our minds, on the radio, on the television, on the internet, on, you know, everywhere you go, new information, newspapers, and everything. And as a result, most Americans today are mentally on tilt. They can't handle anymore. They just, you know, and scientists are studying the psychic damage of trying to cram so many, you know, how many technology manuals for gadgets in your house have you never read through? Why? You just can't handle. You know, I've got phones now that do 50 things. I just want it to answer. Okay? And I'm not going to read that manual. I can't handle that info overload. Then, of course, you have time limits. No matter how many time management seminars you go to, you're never going to have more than 24 hours in a day. It's a limit. You're never going to be able to, you have to sleep part of that time. You have space limitations. You cannot be in more than one place at the same time. Notice what the Bible says in Job 14, verse 5. Our time is limited. You, God, have given us only so many months to live and have set limits we cannot go beyond. Would you circle that? Have set limits that we cannot go beyond. Now, you're thinking, well, you know, it would really be nice if God would warn me when I'm reaching my limit. If God would just put a little, you know, red flashing light in my brain, or a beeper would go off that says, warning, 95%, you're about to go on overload, back off. Wouldn't that be great if you had a little warning light like that? It just said, hey, you're at your limit, or you're over the limit. That'd be great. You know what? God has given you a warning light. He has given you one. It's called pain. Are any of you familiar with this? It's called fatigue. It's called stress. It's called loss of joy. It's called irritability. When you're irritable and all prickly, guess what? You're on overload. You have exceeded a limit, a physical, a mental, a spiritual, some kind of emotional limit in your life, and you're on overload, and you've gotten irritable. So the starting point for building margin is to realize you need it because you have limits. You can't just keep cramming your life full. Number two, expect to have problems. Expect to have problems. Now, this is why you need margin in the first place, because you have problems in life. Now, if you think that you can have everything in your life go as planned, as you plan it, you ought to just go check into Charter Hospital right now. Because, folks, nothing goes as planned. I can't get an hour of my life to go as planned, much less a day or a week or a month or my entire life. Now, plans are good, and the Bible says we ought to plan, and plans help lead you in the right direction, but nothing ever goes perfectly as planned. So you're setting yourself up for big disappointment. And if you think, you know, if I've got to go to a certain distance and it's going to take me 15 minutes, if traffic is great, you probably ought to allow margin. Because there may be traffic. You may have a flat tire. You may run out of gas. You may forget something and have to go back. Some of you have been coming to Saddleback for 10 years and you still can't get here on time. You need some margin in your life. You know why? You think, you know, it's only 15 minutes from my house to the church property. Right. But once you get on this property, it takes you another 10 minutes to get in the building. It doesn't take you 15 minutes. It takes you 25 minutes to get here. And you probably ought to add 5 more minutes in because you're going to stop and get a donut. And the fact that you're always late means there's no margin in your life. There's no margin. That's why you're late all the time. Expect to have problems. Now, Jesus told us. He said we should expect to have problems. And so we should expect to have problems. Look at this verse on your outline. Read it with me. John 16:33. In the world, you will have trouble. Now, circle the word will. He doesn't say you might have trouble. He doesn't say you could have trouble. He says you're going to have trouble. You're going to have problems. So why are we surprised? Now, we assume naturally that everything's just going to be great. Everything's going to go right. And I have to tell you, folks, I have to admit that on this point, I am preaching to myself. Because I am a naturally optimistic person. I don't think about what possibly could go wrong. I'm not wired that way. That's why I need people around me who go, well, what about this? And what about that? And this could go wrong. I just don't think that way. I'm always thinking, well, it's all going to work out great. It's going to be fine. What problem? And so I need to expect the unexpected. Hope for the best, but plan for the worst. I remember a number of years ago, in one of my wife's weaker moments, I convinced her to go on a vacation without any planning. She said, what? I said, yeah. I said, let's just put the kids in the car. We got 10 days, and we'll just head off. Where are we going to go? I don't know. We'll just find out. It'll be an adventure. We'll just kind of head off on a car trip vacation. And she said, why in the world would you want to do that? I said, because my entire life is planned. As the pastor of a very large church, almost every minute of my day has got something planned in it. And so I said, I need a vacation from planning. I need to just do something that's totally unplanned. It sounded like a logical idea. It sounded like a really good idea. So she said, okay, we'll try it. So we put the kids in our van, and we just headed out across the desert, having no idea where we were going. You want to know what happened on that vacation? No, you really don't want to know.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. If you've missed any part of this message, or if you'd like to find out more about Pastor Rick Warren and this ministry, just visit PastorRick.com, where you can listen online anytime. That's Pastor Rick with two R's in the middle, .com. And be sure to sign up for Rick's free daily email devotional while you're there. Rick will be back to close out our time today, but first, if you're not feeding and exercising your spirit, you're going to feel run down and tired. You've got to do more than just take care of your body. You've got to energize your spirit. And the best way to do this is with God's Word. Here's Rick to tell you about a very special Bible study resource that will help you engage with God's Word and re-energize your life so you can live the life God meant for you to live.
It doesn't matter how much you work out or how healthy you eat. If you're not feeding and exercising your spirit, you're going to feel run down and tired. You're going to run out of gas. Maybe you've been feeling that way lately. Often it's not what you eat, it's what's eating you. And the truth is, you've got to do more than just take care of your body. You've got to energize your spirit. Now, the best way to do that is to get into God's Word. It's the soul food. It's the spiritual food for your soul. And that's why I put together a new interactive guide called Re-Energize Your Life. This resource will help you learn everything you need to know to re-energize your life the way God intended. And so what it does is just step by step, you begin a journey of personal renewal. And it's a hands-on guide, very practical, to take you at your own pace. You don't have to rush this, okay? This is not a book or a journal that you go through fast. In fact, I encourage you to stop and spend time in each section where you need the most encouragement. You'll not only benefit from the biblical wisdom that's included, but you're going to learn how to apply it to your life in practical ways. Now, let me just mention a couple of things that you're going to discover in re-energizing your life. You're going to learn the steps to how to let Jesus lighten your load. Does that sound good? You need your load lightened? Well, we talk about it in re-energizing your life. You're going to learn the three biblical steps for managing stress the way Jesus did. You're going to learn five ways to build margin into your life. Very important principle. And even the principle of the Sabbath is a margin principle. You're going to learn how to determine what matters most. A lot of the confusion and fatigue comes in your life is because we give major attention to minor things. Not everything in your life matters. Not everything has to get done. We can help you learn to clarify what the difference between what's urgent and what's important. There's a whole lot more that I don't have time to get into, but the pages of Re-Energize Your Life journal are packed with full-color devotionals and Bible verses and teaching that's going to dramatically impact your spiritual life, not just today, but forever. So don't miss out. I hope you'll get this resource that we want to provide to you through Daily Hope.
We'll send you Re-Energize Your Life today when you give a gift to help Daily Hope take the hope of Jesus to people everywhere. Go to PastorRick.com right now to get this great resource. That's PastorRick.com. Or you can call 800-600-5004. That's 800-600-5004. Thanks so much for your support. Be sure to join us next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.